Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Hard Hits. I am your host, Derek Flex Felix here, and it is a good evening on the Hard Hits Network on Block Talk Radio in Staten Island, New York City, on a pretty chilly autumn night on All Hallows Eve. It's October 31st. Halloween is right around the corner, and a chilly night. A spooky night, lots of ghosts are out as we get ready for Halloween here, chilly with about 41, 42 degree temperatures, classic autumn weather here as we continue on here with our Halloween special. And as we do that, we've got some Ranger hockey on, and Rangers surprisingly are leading the San Jose Sharks. It is a little bit surprising, but they've actually played hard in this game. They took a 2-1 lead on a Chris Kreider one-time goal. A one-timer. I didn't know the Rangers could one-time the puck aside from Mika Zibanejad, but he did, from Brady Shea. And the Sharks are very close to tying this game right now as they're putting the pressure on. And Lundqvist is having to stand on his head. So it's going to be a very interesting finish to this game, I would say. But we have a lot of Halloween gifts to give out, and a lot of candy, and a lot of trick-or-treaters to attend to on this Halloween. And it's still All Hallows Eve in JPG land, as I bring in my esteemed colleague out in the proud state of Nevada, in the Las Vegas area. But All Hallows Eve, a happy Halloween to my ghost and goblin, John G. Norio.
Happy Halloween, D-Flex.
Well, happy Halloween yourself, son. How are you?
I'm solid. What are you up to? What's going on this?
We've got the spooky Rangers and Sharks on in a rematch from about the beginning of the year when the Rangers won, and they're beating the Sharks girls again.
Wow.
You know, they're winning again against the Sharks. Can a team that's not that good to begin with sweep the Sharks girls? It would be pretty scary, wouldn't
so.
It? Yeah, well, the Rangers' record coming into this game, JPG, is 3-7-1. So, and the Sharks are supposed to be a much better team and a cup contender. But they're not looking like a contender tonight. They're looking like a pretender.
Not a contender.
No. They got all these guys on their team. Carlson and Brent Burns and Joe Thornton's back. And Logan Couture.
Well, hell, that's what we like.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem to matter. So, well, hell, but the New York Rangers are actually competing hard here tonight. What is Euros up to on this evening?
Just relaxing and now calling in to my favorite sports podcast.
Oh my God. What? Boy, I didn't realize that we were that popular. You know, I got some interesting feedback on my little morning thing that I had, the morning show that we did. I was
what
in deep morning.
Did you get?
It was very tough. Yes, but you know what happened yesterday? The sun came out. Like an Annie. The sun did come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar about tomorrow.
Oh, thick.
Uh-huh. And you know what I have on also between the hockey? We've got the Halloween 2 on. So we got Michael Myers and Laurie Strode on. So we've got a lot of crazy stuff going on here in the Felix household on this it's very chilly here, by the way. How is it out there?
It's 66 degrees and clear.
As opposed to 41 and clear with wind.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. There's already been some spooky things going on this day. The New York Mets actually introduced their new general manager, a super agent. I don't know what the guy's name is, but apparently he's an idiot. I don't know. I heard that he had an interview with Francesa and it didn't go that well for him. So,
really?
So, why would you hire a super agent as a manager anyway? Like, what do they really know about general managing? I guess I don't really understand anything, you know? I don't understand anything about charts, about graphs, about lots of things.
You do seem to be very upset about these charts that you're always talking about.
This is a pretty crazy game. Oh, my God. Sharks trying to tie it up. They do. Oh, my God. That was an absolute blast by Timu Meier. This game's crazy, JPG. Like, the Sharks came this close to tying it. Then the Rangers came back the other way and almost scored. And then it was 2-on-1 for the Sharks, and their leading goal scorer, Timu Meier, blasted a shot so high and so top shelf by Lundqvist, he looked like a statue on it.
He is very statuesque.
Well, he was very statuesque. The Rangers almost scored. He hit one off the post. And what happened was the Sharks, the Rangers got caught on defense, and their Sharks' best scorer was Timu Meier. He absolutely blasted one. He's been on fire. So it's 2-2. So the Sharks girls have tied it. Now, there's actually a lot of Halloween hockey on for some reason, including Crazes. Remember Craze? Craze's Devils?
Rob Craze Davis. I know Rob Craze Davis.
Rob?
I talk to him almost
Davis.
Every day. Don't you
yes.
know him?
I did know him. He's kind of disappeared. Okay. It's acting
Where did
very
he go?
Strange. I don't know. But you know what I will say about Rob Craze Davis? He was all excited. He was excited about his Devils. They were Stanley Cup contenders, JPG.
Yes.
And they were on fire.
How dare he
start
be excited
with,
about his team?
Yeah, with 4 straight wins. And they had a good record coming in tonight. And they scored 2 goals in a row to take the lead on Tampa Bay. Do you know what happened after that? They got struck by a lightning bolt. As the Lightning scored 8 of the next 9 goals. And Rob Craze Davis said, sports are dead this year. I couldn't agree more.
I wonder why Rob doesn't want to go on your show. After after you act so supportive of his team.
Why should I support his teams? I mean,
how about you just don't
support,
root against them? How about you just don't
I
root
do
against
support
them?
One of his teams.
Which team is that?
Oh, they reside in Western New York.
Oh,
they played
you
very
support
hard.
Them? You're such a liar.
I am not a liar. I had the game on last night. I had my Buffalo pom-poms
fully
out.
Supporting.
I was telling Father Felix about how lovely it is to see a game there. There's not a bad seat in the house.
Hey, Dad, isn't it funny when the Bills lose?
Will you stop? You know, it's just too bad. Too bad that the defense played so hard and held the Patriots to 4 field goals in a row. The evil Boston Empire. And then their quarterback was Derek Anderson. If only it was Derek Sanderson, they might have had a chance, JPG.
Oh, no. If only it was A.J. McCarron, they would have won the game 49-0.
But I think that if A.J. McCarron was the quarterback, they would have won last night's game.
Oh, of course you think that. You have no evidence with which to believe this, but you believe it anyway.
I do. Because
yeah,
A.J. McCarron's a capable quarterback. He's not
based on nothing. But yeah, go ahead. Keep pushing it.
He can actually throw a spiral. Can actually complete passes.
How do you even know this? How do you even know this?
He did it for the Bengals when Carson Popper was hurt.
What?
Yeah. Oh, thick.
A.J. McCarron wasn't in the NFL when Carson Palmer played for the Bengals.
Not Carson Palmer. Andrew Dalton.
I wish I could understand where this stuff comes from, but I just don't.
Do you want to know how? Do you don't want to know where it comes from?
Yeah, where did this animosity towards Robin Bryan and the city of Buffalo come from?
What's this? Another goal from Chris Kreider? The Rangers have 3 goals? I turned the game off for a second. And they scored again. If the Sharks lose twice to the New York Rangers, JPG, they should just forfeit the rest of their season. It's a fail.
Oh, man.
It's an epic fail.
Well, hell, it might be.
Terrible. I mean, you know, I heard there was some spooky stuff going on tonight in the NBA. Is this true?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, is it true that your Toronto Raps had a big game tonight?
My Toronto Raps. They did. They won by, like, 10 points or something.
How many points did they score against those great Philadelphia?
A lot of points.
A lot of points?
A lot of points, yeah.
We're up to the part of Halloween 2 where Michael Myers pretends that he's a massage therapist so that he drowns the hot chick into the whirlpool.
Oh, jeez.
I like how he pretends. He just plays along. Like, how could she not recognize that the hands are different?
Maybe she just wanted
to. Huh? The vagina wants what the vagina wants.
That's right.
And he just burns her to death. Yeah. So, are the 76ers a total failure yet?
Why are they a total failure?
Because they're not going to compete for a championship this year. I don't think.
Were they projected
they
to compete for a championship this year?
I think that they were supposed to. They were.
I think most people thought that the two best teams were Boston and Toronto, right?
Yeah, but I think the Sixers are expected to be one of those teams that are supposed to compete. Am I wrong on that?
I think most people projected them to be the third best team in the East, and it looks like they'll probably be the fourth best.
Well, how about the Milwaukee Bucks? They look like a pretty good team.
Yeah, that's why I said they'll probably be fourth instead of third, because I assume the Bucks will probably be the first or second best team now.
Sam Hain. Tell me about Sam Hain. Do you know what Sam Hain means?
No.
The Lord of the Dead, apparently. According to Michael Myers' doctor.
Oh, what's his name? Loomis.
Loomis. Yeah. Dr. Loomis. You know, I was all excited to do this show. You know that? Do you know that Brian
yeah.
David did a show?
No.
What's this? This is the typical Rob Davis response. He was busy shaving during the second period.
Yeah, I think it was making fun of you. I think it was making fun of you, son. How you often shave when desired results aren't
achieved
for
you.
And you
know what the difference, though? I don't mind being made fun of. I don't mind. Especially when it's amongst friends. Instead of douchebags. See, if you want to make fun of me, go ahead. Mock me. Do it. Mock the flex.
Well, you spend a lot of time mocking the rest of us.
Hey, all I know is I spoke the truth a few days ago, and it was too much for one of my former colleagues, or someone I used to know. It was too much.
Okay. You two spend so much time talking about each other, it's totally out of control.
I defended my quarterback. I know that it's over for him, and the New York Giants are a disaster. But I got my two Super Bowls with Eli Manning, so.
You did.
You did.
No one can take those away from you.
I'm content. So, you know, if one of your teams can deliver and win a Super Bowl in this century, I'll throw all my support to you. So, I think that's the first play. Wasn't that right? Was it 2005? I forgot. I'm just guessing here. I'm guessing. So I don't remember the exact year. Okay? I don't remember the
year. What are you talking about?
The Bears made the Super Bowl. Like, I think in 2005.
Yeah, it was 2006.
Ah, I was close. Okay. All right. So I was right there, basically. But, I mean, you want to hear something crazy? There are how many teams among you? There's how many teams? We got Buffalo. That's one. Okay. We got Chicago. That's two.
Mm-hmm.
Should we help Carolina? That'd be three. Three?
Yeah.
Okay. This team did the Super Bowl twice and lost twice. Okay. And four
Dallas.
Would be Atlanta. The worst loss ever, probably. Dallas, right? That's five. They haven't
yep.
made a Super Bowl in a long time. Did I leave anybody out?
No, I think you got everything.
I basically have gotten everything. Okay. As I watched Michael Myers kill another nurse with a big fat needle into her eye. Oh, that's got to hurt. What do you think would happen if you put a needle in my eye? Would I die or would I die instantly or would I be alive? Would I survive?
I think you'd be alive and survive because you're a survivor.
Because I'm a Felix. I have nine lives. Of course I would survive. Course. Okay. So when we put it together, right, only two of our teams have not made the Super Bowl in this century. Is that correct?
That's correct.
One AFC and one NFC, correct? But
Derek, your team's had a lot of success. No one did
that. Yeah, you know what? I'd say that most of our teams have had success. When you think about it.
Yours has had the most, by far, though. That's true. I mean, that's a fact.
So if the Giants want to be an awful organization and be comparative to the Cleveland Browns, that's okay with me. I guess I'll just have to take it.
They want to lose
as many games as possible and hire coaches that are retards like Shermer after they fired Ben McAdiet. That's okay with me.
Well, I think you got to be honest about why they hired Shermer in the first place.
I don't think he was the first choice, though. What was your point there? You said that they – what was your point? I don't know.
They hired him because he agreed to keep playing Eli.
Oh, God.
They did. Like, you can't deny – you can't deny that.
But whose call was that? Was that his call? Look, to be fair, whose call was it really?
I have no idea what goes on in that franchise. I'm just telling you.
It was David Gettleman's call.
All right. Well, I mean, Derek, like, it's not my team. It doesn't bother me that much what they do. So I'm just telling you my opinion.
You should be very happy. You should be very excited. The Giants.
No, the Bears are still terrible. The Bears are still terrible.
The Bears are a 4-3 team, and they're, like, right there.
Oh, great. Oh, right there.
They're not a terrible team. I don't know how you could say
they're
terrible.
They're bad.
They're competitive every week. How could you think
that?
Why do you think that?
Yeah, their game against the Arizona Cardinals was extremely competitive.
Did they win the game?
Yeah, it was a very competitive, compelling game against a powerhouse.
How about the game against the Patriots from the Evil Empire? Was that a good game? I'm confused.
Did they win?
They lost. But they were right there, right? It's one of the best teams.
Oh, I'm sure they were right there.
You know what? Sometimes when I talk to you, I feel like I'm talking to a mirror. That's unclear. It's not clear.
What's it becoming?
I'm not able to
project
myself. I'm not able to tell you what I'm becoming. I can't project anything with you. I've run into a brick wall.
I've rammed my head against the wall.
Does this make you happy?
I think that's accurate. Does it make me happy?
Does it make you happy that I've run into this brick wall?
I wish you would just stop pushing buttons about this stuff. Like, you don't need to talk about the Bears. It doesn't affect your life.
I try to be fair, man. I don't know. I'm trying to be fair about this, but
yeah, you enjoy the fact that they're a dead end franchise.
They're not a dead end
franchise, stuck in an endless loop of futility that never wins.
Oh,
you enjoy
God.
It. I know.
Are you listening to yourself?
The Bears might win. They're going to be rebuilding again in like 2 seasons, and it's all good, man.
They're not going to be rebuilding in 2 seasons. But if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I can't change your mind on it.
I mean, JPG. I guess it's like this. It's like this. What?
The New York Rangers are a little over 2 minutes away from sweeping the Sharks. The Sharks girls.
Whoa. You going to send Shark girl attack?
Yeah, I mean, 2-0-1 away from winning 2 games against San Jose. They only have 3 wins.
I thought San Jose
was
like
win this game,
Stanley Cup favorite.
If they win, right, that means half their wins will have come against a team that's supposed to be a Stanley Cup contender. Does that make any sense to you?
That's crazy, dude.
Well, they also beat the Colorado Avalanche, The Avalanche are a good team also. They're a playoff team.
They're contender.
They're surprisingly really good right now. They're in first place in their division. Oh, the Rangers just had an empty... What the hell did he just do that for? He backcast it. The Sharks have an empty net. Why are you backcasting it? Are you a retard? You're supposed to go for the empty net. You know, I don't know what to root for here. Should I root for the Sharks to tie this game because it's better for the Rangers in the standings for the number one pick, or should I root for the Rangers to win the game? I'm conflicted right now.
What do you want to do?
You know what? I think I'd rather see the Rangers win the game because I'm not like Brian.
You know what? I'll give you credit for that. You're consistent.
I just, you know what? It's just hard for me to root against my team to lose games, you know? Because I've watched a good chunk of this game, and they deserve to win the game. Like, they have played hard in this game. The Sharks are 6-3-2, right? So the Sharks have played better. I thought the Sharks would kill the Rangers tonight. I really thought they would get blown out. They would get beat like 6-3 or something, or 6-2, because the Rangers don't score goals. They have three, and they've scored two in this period. Oh, my God, that almost went in. The former saver, Evander Kane, almost put it in. Is that going to be an icing? Yeah. There's 44.2 seconds left here, JPG. I mean, they're 44.2 seconds away from a win. I don't know when the next Ranger win's going to come. So I may as well try to enjoy it, right? If they can get
it.
Yeah, I mean, I may as well. Because, like, the last game they played, they were awful in. They were awful. The coach, David Quinn, looked like he was ready to pull his hair out. It was sad. And I'd like David Quinn to actually have a smile on his face. That would be nice. You know who's enjoying this, though? Elaine Vigneault. Elaine Vigneault is enjoying this. Oh, my God, they're tying it. Oh, Lundqvist saved it. Oh, my God. You know, the Rangers' defense is so bad. They're just trying to defend the lead, right? They let the Sharks come all the way up ice, skated in, they get a 2-on-1 to one of their best guys, and gets a good shot, and Lundqvist just closes the pads. I mean, awful rush. There's 28 seconds left. There's 28.9 left. That was very bad defense. And they have three guys around the Shark, and they allow him to get it inside the blue line. That's terrible. God almighty. I know you don't know a lot about hockey, but you know about defense. The Rangers do not have good defense at all. It's just terrible, JPG. They're hanging on here for dear life. They're hanging on for dear life. How many... So
well, hell.
The Rangers still unbeaten.
Who?
Mr. G?
What? What's going on?
Have the Raptors lost a game yet?
They lost yesterday.
Oh, they did. But the Milwaukee Bucks are still undefeated, right?
The Bucks are still undefeated.
Oh, by the way, I want to congratulate the Cleveland Cavaliers on their first win of the season.
Clearly they don't miss LeBron at all, right?
They found a way to win. They beat the Atlanta Hawks 136-114. Rangers now trying to clear. Oh, it's cleared by Zuccarello. And it's another icing. All right, so there's another faceoff coming here with 13.2 seconds. The New York Rangers are trying to win their Stanley Cup, JPG. This is like their Stanley Cup. We're not making the playoffs, okay? Actually, you know what the Stanley Cup would be? Beating Krejci's Devils or beating the Islanders would be like the Stanley Cup this year. That's my Stanley Cup.
I thought
the
Islanders sucked.
The Islanders actually are winning games. All right, here's the face-off. The shot is wide. Shea tries to protect it. The Sharks play it behind the net. 5 seconds left. Couture centers it. Shot. Score! They fucking tied it before the buzzer. Oh, my God.
Really? Wow.
This team is terrible. Oh, my God, JPG, you will not believe how they tied this game. All right, the play was behind the net, right? It was totally behind the net, and then it was in the corner, and one of their really good players, Couture, he just threw the puck in front to Thomas Hertl. He took the shot and scored with 0.4 tenths of a second left and beat the buzzer. Oh, my God. It was awful, JPG. This team is so bad. What happens here? Okay. He passes the puck, and he just puts it in as Shea just totally does not pick him up. All right. All right. Our defenseman got intercepted, and then our other defenseman goes down instead of taking the man, instead of checking the guy. He doesn't check the guy. If you check the guy, he can't get the shot. He hit it. He shoots it right off the post and in. It's going to overtime. Oh, my God. They suck. They really suck.
That's pretty bad.
That's all I have to say. JPG, this was embarrassing. This is embarrassingly bad. Oh, man. It's so embarrassing that I cannot believe the Rangers did not win the game in regulation. That was so bad. That was terrible.
So much for that Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but the Rangers have a point, man. The Rangers do have a point out of this game. We're live for another, like, I don't know, 28 minutes, I think. And I can't believe that the Sharks tied it.
Ranger danger, it's a real thing.
I cannot believe how they tied the game. JPG, I am just like, I'm angry, actually. I'm laughing, but it's like a painful laugh. I can't believe that they tied the game.
Wow.
I can't believe it. That is embarrassingly bad. I mean, it's embarrassing, JPG. Being a fan of this team is embarrassing right now.
Sounds pretty bad, son.
Well, it's going to the overtime is 3-on-3, and it is pretty big.
Oh, Vic. Sounds exciting.
Y'all know. Somebody will win. Like, this goal, right, because of what it was scored, like, there's 20 minutes in each period, right? They actually gave the time of the goal as the 20-minute mark.
Jeez.
But yeah, because it was less than 0.5 seconds. So if you round off 0.5 seconds, less than 0.5 seconds would be 20-minute mark. So the Rangers beat the Sharks in overtime at the Garden. The first game went to overtime, Brady Shane won it. The Rangers right now are playing 3-on-3 against the Sharks in San Jose. Here comes Couture. He loses the puck. Okay, so now it's Kreider. Who is that behind that? Brady Shea. There's 4:35 on the clock, and Brady Shea's rushing up the ice. He's trying to win another game. He shoots, and it's saved this time. Brady Shea scored the winner in the last one. 2-on-1. Here come the Sharks, 2-on-1. Carlson, and he's stopped by Zibanejad. Was that Zibanejad? Yeah, it is. Zibanejad's made a good play. 2-on-1 Rangers. Zibanejad, he passes it to nobody. He passed it away for a 2-on-1, 3-on-1 for the Sharks. Game's about to end. A shot is a save. Luck was saved at a hurdle. Oh, my God. That was such a bad pass. He tried to pass it across to Kreider, who already has 2 goals for a hat trick, and the pass totally missed. You have to make sure that if you're going to make the pass, you better make sure you get it across. 2-on-1 Rangers. Spooner shoots and a save by Jones. This is crazy.
Ooh.
Now the Sharks are coming the other way. They're stopped, and here come the New York Rangers. 2-on-1. Ryan Spooner from the circle. Shoot, save, rebound. Cleared by Jones. And now it's it's Pionk. Is that Pionk or Satter? I can't even tell what the hell's going on. And Hayes falls down. Penalty called. It's a tripping call, JPG. The New York Rangers have a power play with 3:21 left. The power play. Basically what happens is, because it's 3-on-3, you get a 4-on-3 power play. Kevin LeBanc, he's from Staten Island. This is a kid from Staten Island, Brooklyn. He reached out with his stick and he tripped Kevin Hayes. It would have been a breakaway. So now it's the Rangers with power play with 3:21 left, and it looks like the Rangers have taken their timeout here. So they have taken a timeout. How many timeouts do hockey coaches get, JPG? Do you know? Would you like to guess on that?
How many?
One. You only get one timeout.
Ouch.
In hockey. Yeah. You don't really need timeouts, though, in hockey. Because it's just
you're changing the lines all the time.
Yeah, you're changing the lines, and you just don't need timeouts. All right, so here's the face-off. Couture versus Zibanejad, 39 against 93, the reverse numbers, and Couture wins the face-off for the Sharks, and they clear it all the way down. There is 3:15 left here in this crazy game, overtime right now. Rangers and Sharks as Shattenkirk, your favorite player, logs it up by and turns out he just turned into Shattenkirk. He turned over the puck, and the Sharks cleared it down. He actually has an assist in this game. It's only his third point of the season. The Rangers now skate 3-on-3. It's 4-on-3. And Zuccarello shoots it around to Zibanejad, who shoots it back down to Zuccarello. And now Zibanejad at the right point. Now across. Back to Zibanejad. Down low for Zuccarello at the circle. Zuccarello centers for Zibanejad. He missed. Zibanejad tries to keep it alive. And guess what? He turns it over. And here comes another Sharks clear. That is three Sharks clears, JPG, in the first minute of the Rangers' power play. They only have three skaters out there. How awful can you be? Oh, my God. 55 seconds left, and Kevin Shattenkirk is out there.
Shattenkirk is doing his thing.
Here comes the Rangers' setup, possibly. No, of course, no one-timer. Shattenkirk now has it back to the point. Here comes a shot in front, deflected over the top, defended well by the Sharks, and another clear. JPG, this is really bad. They just got the puck cleared down four times by three different – and there was only three Sharks out there, and now Lundqvist turned over the puck. This is a lousy power play. What's going on now? Is this an offside call? What's the call? All I know is that you got a power play. Ah. Chris Kreider just got a penalty. He got a penalty for slashing, and he's yelling. He's just cursed at the referee. I love it. He got called for a penalty. Let's see. Let's look at it. Is it a penalty? He kind of used his stick there. You're not allowed to use your stick. But it was a light tap, right, to the Shark, and they called him for a slash penalty. That was kind of a cheap call. But they decided to give the Sharks a power play. So they're going to probably lose the game now, JPG.
No fair.
There's 1:44 left. It's 3-on-3 for 24 seconds. And then the San Jose Sharks will have a power play for the rest of the overtime. And with their weapons, I have to think that they'll probably find a way to win the game. So 3-on-3 with 1:44 left. And a face-off to Henrik Lundqvist left. And the Sharks have won the face-off. Brent Burns is looking for a shooting opening. He doesn't have one. And now here comes a play in front, and it's broken up by Tony DeAngelo, the Rangers' best defenseman that doesn't play. All right, now it's Brady Shea with 3-on-3 as the clock is winding down. And the Rangers will maybe go for a shorthanded chance. Sharks' power play is now with 1:19 left. 1:19 to go. The Rangers play it around. And almost another penalty. And now the Rangers have the puck behind Lundqvist. There's 1:04 left. They're still controlling the play. Kevin Hayes is killing precious time off against the Sharks, who are a very overrated team from what I see. They have not played all that good. And I can't believe how they tied the game up. I still can't believe it. 45 seconds left, and now Brett Caveman Burns is up with the big beard. Here come the Sharks here, 4-on-3. They got a point set up here. That Carlson to Burns, and here comes the one-timer, and Carlson and the Burns missed it. Now it's back to Carlson. He one-times it. It's deflected wide, and it's cleared. There's 20 seconds left. The Sharks are going to come back into onside here. Carlson now gets onside. Carlson with 13 seconds to Burns, all the way across for Couture. He shoots, and it's over the top with 4 seconds. Sharks now have to hurry. 2 seconds. They shoot it, and an unbelievable save by Lundqvist. Makes a huge glove save with 0.5 tenths of a second, and this game is going to go to a shootout, which we don't like. So it's going to go to a shootout. Oh, boy.
Oh,
that
boy.
That was a big save. Big,
time.
Big glove save by Lundqvist there on the Brent Burns shot. Brent Burns has the best shot in the league. That was actually very accurate. And Lundqvist just reached out with his glove and got it. It was a real tough little shot into the glove. And the Rangers Sharks, one more faceoff. They put more time on. 1.2 seconds. So the Sharks win the faceoff back and get a quick one timer. Here we go. Hurdle is on the faceoff against Zibanejad. And the referee won't drop the puck. He's an idiot. Drop the freaking puck, you idiot. All right. And now Hurdle. Here comes. Drop. Puck dropped. The Battle Jab wins it, and that's it. Overtime's over, JPG.
Damn.
That, you know what that means? The entertainment portion of this game is over.
Everyone likes shootouts, Derek.
Have you ever watched a shootout?
They're thrilling. I've watched the Mighty Duck. 1-2-3 triple deke.
You watched the movie. So you watched the movie with the penalty shot, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see, like, the... have you ever seen part, like, 3? Or part 2?
Yeah, I've seen
part
all
2?
Three of them.
With the shootout?
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder you're such a big fan of them. Now it's starting to come full circle.
I think hockey should just be replaced with shootouts.
You know, for all intents and purposes, the Rangers should have won this game already, and it's unbelievable that they would give up a goal the way they did. I don't know what Brady Shea was doing on his knees. If he just took the ban instead of just kneeling, the Hurdle can't get a shot. Oh, man. That is just a nightmare. Oh, boy. The Sharks are heavy favorites to win the shootout. They have much better shooters. The first shooter is Thomas Hurdle, the goal scorer that tied the game at the 20-minute mark. All right. He's 1-for-9 in his career. Thomas Hurdle is the guy who retired Marty Biron. Marty Biron used to be the Sabres goalie. He was the Rangers' backup, and he scored 4 goals on him, including a goal between his legs. This guy has a lot of skill. Here he comes. He goes to the backhand and misses. He had him beat. He went backhand deke. And let's see if Lundqvist got a piece of this. Nah, he just missed. He just missed. He tried to go backhand top and missed it. Matt Zuccarello is the Rangers' best shooter. First career, he's 52% JPG. That's 24 out of 56. He's very sneaky. Now let's see, he's going to shoot or deke. He dekes, and oh, what a good poke check by Marty Jones. He read it. He tried to go to the forehand deke, and Jones got the stick across to stop Zuccarello. He just got a piece of him. And Zuccarello tried to go around for his deke. It didn't work. So at the end of round one, there was no score. Logan Couture is 24-53, so he's really good, 45%, one of the best players on the Sharks. Couture can shoot them. He can also deke. He looks like he's going to shoot. He shoots, and the glove saved by Lundqvist. Oh, man. Couture made a great move, and he tried to outweigh Lundqvist, and Lundqvist read it with the glove and gloved it away. Big time save by Lundqvist right there. The area where you can't shoot on Lundqvist is the glove, and Lundqvist don't get away. All right, so it's now Mika Zibanejad. And Zibanejad is pretty good at these. He's 17 for 40. He is the second Rangers shooter. He moves to the circle. He tries to deke. He stopped. He went in a little too far, and Jones was able to get his pad out and deny him on the deke. I think Zibanejad's a much better shooter. I don't like what he deeks. He looks like he actually made a good move, but he came in too tight. And yeah, he made one too many moves there. All right, so now it's the third round. There's still no score. If the Sharks score here, the Rangers have to score. Joe Pavelski is one of the best finishers. He's a veteran. Here comes Joe Pavelski. If Pavelski scores, the Rangers have to score. Pavelski shoots, and it's stopped by Lundqvist. He tried to beat him through the five hole. It was a good wrist shot, Gian Oriol, but Lundqvist was ready for it.
Oh, shoot.
The key to shooting five hole is you got to shoot it really quick. He was coming in quick, and Lundqvist got a piece of it. He got a piece of it. All right, so now it's the bottom of the third, and Kevin Shattenkirk, who won a game with a shootout goal, he has a chance here. He moves in. Scores on the backhand deke.
Shattenkirk.
Kevin Shattenkirk has earned his money tonight with the beautiful backhand. He faked forehand and went backhand and beat Jones upstairs. And the New York Rangers defeat the San Jose Sharks 4-3, and they sweep the Sharks. They beat the Sharks twice in a month. That's unbelievable. If I was a Sharks fan, I would hang my head in shame. The Rangers have won 4-3 in a shootout, a game that they should have won in regulation. But if you're a Ranger fan, you don't care because they just beat one of the best teams. And that was a great move. He made a really good move there. He made the great fake, and the whole Rangers bench were all slapping five, and the coach was pretty happy too. So it's a Quinn Sanity happiness tonight. Here's the move again. Shattenkirk goes to the backhand, and he does a little celebration. He's embraced baldness. All right, so the Sharks are defeated by the New York Rangers, JPG, and the Rangers have two wins of their four against the Sharks. Isn't that fitting?
Very fitting.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet Sharks Girl just to give her a little, just to tweak her, you know? I got to tweak her after that. Shattenkirk earns the money, man.
Jeez.
I can't believe we swept. Going on, man. We swept the Sharks, JPG.
Crazy, dude.
I don't know. You know what? I don't care. I'm going to put... We have this game, right? Where we make a hashtag. So because it's Halloween, basically, I put in the hashtag trick-or-treat-MMs for M&Ms. Trick-or-treat-MMs. That's my tweet. I can't believe they actually won that. They should have won it before, but you know what? I'll take it. That was exciting. That was pretty exciting, JPG. I got to admit. Oh, God. Oh, man. You know something? Hockey is a strange game, JPG. A strange game. That's the only thing I really have left to say. You know? Are you ready for baseball madness? Are you ready for hot stove? Gee, I'm ready for hot stuff. I'm ready for baseball sadness and dadness and gladness. Yeah, this was kind of a strange show. It was a strange show. It wasn't, I don't know. Compared to other shows, strange. But nothing will be stranger than the morning that I did. So, I don't know why I did this show, but Gian Oriol has died. I think too much hockey talk kind of got to him. But I don't blame him. Hockey talk is not what JPG is about. That is true. Strange game that was. You know, when the Rangers win games, they're going to win games like that. That's just how it's going to be. They're not going to win pretty. I mean, they're going to win ugly. And that's what it's really about. They're not going to win the easiest games. So that's what it's really going to be about this year. I was going to do some more stuff for tonight. Think of anything right now. Here, my question is, right, when they did this Halloween series, why did they do a Halloween 3 that wasn't based off Michael Myers? That is something I don't understand. Like, they had the Halloween 3, which is Season of the Witch. Like, nobody watched it. Everybody skips over Halloween 3 because it's not exciting. There's nothing exciting about it. As we're looking at Laurie Strode in the hospital gown. She's hiding in the car. This is the part where he falls on the horde because he got stabbed. Oh man. Yeah, this takes place Haddonfield. Where is it supposed to be? Is it supposed to be Michigan or is it supposed to be Indiana? I forget. But there wasn't really a lot, you know, going on today. I mean, there were a couple of news stories. One of those stories would be the introduction of the new Mets GM, who I briefly mentioned. Brody Van Wagenen. So, a super agent that's now going to be their general manager. And apparently, his interview with Mike Francesa did not go all that well. But the Mets are a strange franchise, and they do strange things. So, and there are a lot of Mets Machado tweets. I don't know why the Mets would want Manny Machado. You want to have a guy that's lazy and you want to overpay him, go ahead. I don't want him with the Yankees. That's for sure. Definitely don't want him on the Yankees. No, Bryce Harper, that's a different story. Now, as far as Kyle Loletta goes, Kyle Loletta is the Giants' rookie quarterback. And they've talked about maybe possibly replacing Eli Manning because they're so bad after the break. He gets pulled over. He got arrested today on his way to Giants practice because he was on 495 and he tried to get all the way over to the right lane to get on 495, and there was a police officer instructing him not to do it, and he almost hit the police officer. So not a good look for the Giants, and they're just embarrassing. They are such an embarrassing franchise. It's almost like they're trying to undo everything. I mean, it's really embarrassing how bad they are. Yeah. And I don't really have any further comments to say about the Giants. They're just really bad. There's really not much to say about them. It doesn't matter what the statistics say about Odell Beckham. I'm watching the part where Loomis shoots Michael Myers about four different times after he shot up six times in the first part. And the officer goes over and tells him not to go over there because he's not dead. Look at him. And of course, the stupid officer doesn't listen. And he winds up getting stabbed. The second, you know, the sequel to this is so great. This is awesome. Michael Myers, the showdown with Loomis and Laurie Strode in the hospital at Hatfield. So exciting. And so riveting. Run for your life. That's so great. Get some music up here. The face-off between Loomis and Myers is awesome at the end of this. And it's so awesome. So I'm about to wrap up the show. So, I'm going to wrap this up early, actually. There's really not much else going on. We're basically done anyway. Thanks to Gianorio for calling in. I didn't expect it to be a total hockey show, but it was for the most part because of the Rangers win. But thank you to JPG. Happy Halloween to everybody. Be safe out there. And everybody have a great night. All right? For John Gianorio, this is Derek Felix signing off, and we'll see you all on the next Tar Hits. Good night, everybody. Trick or treat.